Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta, Telebridge Earth Station calling for a scheduled Darius contact. Do you copy, Kevin? Over. Okay, Kevin, I hear you. Your signal is clear now. Today we are acting as Telebridge Station for Liceo Scientifico Giacinto De Sivo, Fondazione Villaggio dei Ragazzi, Maddaloni, Italy. Are you ready for the first question, Kevin? Over.
India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta. This is Oscar Romeo 4, ISS, on channel 41. Over.
Okay. Go ahead, Maddaloni, with first question.
Jennifer, what view from space made the biggest impression on you and why? Over.
Oh, good question. I remember on my very first launch on the space shuttle in 2009, we launched in the dark at midnight. I was the pilot, so I was busy in the cockpit about 15 minutes though after launch. I looked outside and I saw the beautiful, bright blue Earth from space for the very first time. And it's something I'd never imagined to see, and was just beautiful. I'll never forget how it looked. Over.
Ciao Michele. When and why did you decide to become an astronaut? Over.
Well, when I was a test pilot in the Air Force in the U.S., I heard a lot of others talking about applying to fly in space. A lot of test pilots have become astronauts in the past, so I just thought the space shuttle would be the coolest aircraft in the world to fly, so I decided to apply myself, and I always thought it sounded like fun, even from when I was a kid, so it was a great fit for me. I love my job. Over.
Anna Maria, if space were an opportunity to build a new world, how would you make it, and is there anyone you love you would take with you? Over.
Well, I think you and me and everybody and every animal on Earth are really built in harmony with our Earth. We are made to be on Earth, so I think I would make the new world just exactly the same as our planet is. And all the people I love would still be right there with me. Over.
Clemente, what type of training did you do for this mission? Over.
Well, we do a 2.5 years of total training for life on board. We spend a lot of time just learning how to live our daily lives up here. We spend a lot of time training for emergencies on board also. How to do the science. The science is very complicated, and we have to do it for the scientists. We practice spacewalks, flying the big robotic arm. We have to learn to speak Russian well enough to train in Russia, and we have to fly in the Russian Soyuz spacecraft. So a lot of training involved. Over.
Francesco, do you believe that in the future someone will live into empty space? Over.
Well, they might for some time. I don't think humans would ever want to live in empty space forever, because we love the contact with other people, and we love the contact with our planet. I think we're used to Earth. We're made for living here, and so I don't think anybody will...
Attention, Kevin. Can you repeat the last question? Attention, Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra, India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta. Attention.
Let's try to switch. May we try to switch to another channel? Can we try to switch to channel 46? Channel 46, please.
Okay, Kevin, confirm 46. Okay, Kevin, do you copy? Attention, Kevin, do you copy India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta?
Try me again on channel 46.
Okay, India Kilo 1, Sierra Lima Delta, do you copy, Kevin?
Yes, I copy now. Go ahead with your questions.
Okay, please repeat the question number 6. Number 6, please, Kevin.
Marco, do you do a special diet? Over.
Oh, the question is, do we have a special diet? No, but we have to bring only food to space that can last for a long time in packages. So it's not normal food. It has to be a kind of food that doesn't have to be kept cold. In general, we have a lot of variety in the food. Some of the astronauts sometimes do special weeks where they have a special restricted diet, but I don't have a special diet, so I'm lucky. Over.
Anna, how is to see the dawn and the sunset from space? Over.
Oh, that's an outstanding question. It's very special to see the dawn and sunset from space. It happens very, very quickly, for one thing. And the even more surprising thing is that the colors that come through the atmosphere are like rainbow colors. They glow like neon, and they shine through the horizon. They're very, very vivid and beautiful. Over.
Anna Rita, how long did you take to go into the space? Over.
Oh, it takes only 9 minutes on the rocket to get to space itself. So from being on the ground to being in space in zero gravity was just 9 minutes. But then we spent 2 days in our Soyuz spacecraft before we caught up to and rendezvoused with the International Space Station. Over.
Luigi, the space is a special place. Is it how we have imagined it? Over.
Yes, it is how I imagined a lot of things, and you can imagine it too if you spend some time thinking about what it would be like to float around. Suppose you're in a room and you just want to float up the corner or the ceiling. You just get a little push and you just drift up there, and then you stop when you reach something when you get there. What I didn't imagine was how hard it makes keeping track of all your stuff, because things can go in all six directions instead of just falling on the floor if you lose them. And also how confusing it can be to be in any orientation. You might work on the wall for a while, and you might think it's the floor because you're used to working there, and then you have to get your orientation back. It takes a little while to get used to that. Over.
Nicola, when are you coming back? Over.
I'm coming back with my crewmates Oleg and Yevgeny on March 15th. So we have just under 4 more months. But we have to be prepared. Circumstances could force us to come home a little early, or they could have us stay a little bit later if the next crew gets delayed, if there's maybe a problem with their rocket. So all the time we have to be prepared to come home anytime or come home late. Over.
Jennifer, what can you see out of the porthole? Over.
Fantastic question. You can see oceans, continents, clouds. There are a lot of clouds that you see over the Earth and over the oceans. You can see rivers, islands, river deltas where the river hits the ocean. The snow-capped mountains are really easy to see. And if you look the other direction towards space, of course, the sun, which is very bright from here, the moon, and in the dark times, all the stars, and they don't twinkle. Over.
Maria Chiara, what is the ISS speed at the moment? Over.
17,200 miles per hour. That's 8 kilometers every second. Very, very fast. We're pretty far from Earth, so it doesn't quite seem like we're speeding, but you can tell when we go around the Earth in 90 minutes that we're moving very fast. Over.
Ilaria, how do you feel without gravity? Over.
Without gravity, it messes you up a little bit. It takes a while to get used to. Your body feels a little different. My head felt a little stuffy for a couple weeks, and it's easy to get a little disoriented sometimes, and maybe even sometimes a little bit nauseated if you be too active, but you settle down and you feel okay again after just a short time. Over.
Vincenzo, what's the aim of your mission? Over.
Well, the aim is to do a lot of science. Science on robotics sometimes. We're doing science on fuels in space, how the ground in tanks. We get to do some combustion experiments, lots of medical science experiments. There are several hundred different types of experiments while we're here for the 5 months, and we just help the scientists to carry them out. Over.
Francesca, what is the Italian contribution in this space mission, or more generally in space missions? Over.
Well, the Italians are a big part of our International Space Station. They are part of the European Space Agency. We call it ESA. And, of course, they contributed the Columbus module. And it's completely outfitted for the science I was just talking about. Some of the more recent astronauts to fly from Italy were Paolo Nespoli and Roberto Vettori. I'm sure you know them. And some of the modules here also were manufactured by an Italian company in Turin. Over.
Stop the question. Stop the question, please.
I'm Father Francis. I'm the general director of our institution, and we thank you very much for your answers. And we'll be very happy if you come to Italy to come to meet us here at Maddaloni. Thank you very much, and we desire you the best for your mission and for all the work you do. And we thank you also, the association, for the opportunity to meet and to talk to you. May God bless you.